It's 14 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Friday afternoon, January 24th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert S. Murphy, 88 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Sauk Prairie Healthcare in Prairie du Sac. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. A burial service will take place at St. John the Baptist Mill Creek Church and St. Barnabas Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. A luncheon after mass will be held at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, followed by a celebration of life at Wisconsin Riverside. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Murphy is survived by his wife of 64 years, Donna Murphy, five children, Chris and Terrell, Dan, Joe and Virginia, Kevin and Sarah, and Jennifer, 14 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and siblings, Francis, Earl and Marie, Gladie, Janet, and Patricia and Merle. Robert S. Murphy, 88, of Spring Green. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homagen's in Mount Hope. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Steve Aris is survived by his wife Susan, five children, Teresa and Jamie Brant of Fenimore, Amy and Matt Franklin of Muscadet, Brandy and Vern Dosh of Lone Rock, Jenny and Josh Cast of Richland Center, and Jeff and Tammy Johnson of Wazika. Special grandson Tate Kirschbaum of Boscobel, 12 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, a sister Linda Palmer of Cedar Rapids, special hunting buddy Stephen Syme of Boscobel, and Elaine Ma Bender of Boscobel, along with other relatives and friends. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Crook is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman and Jim Hine, father, Jeff Crook and Tina Dull Crook, brothers, Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh Crook and Brianna Kratzenberg, Kevin Hoffman, Jeremy and Desiree Crook, and Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba. Stepsisters, Destiny Dull and Tezra Crook, grandparents, Dolores and Pete Way, and Nancy and Joe Brokish, nephews and nieces, special friend Haley McNamer, and many friends. Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78 of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Rosie Bodendine is survived by her son, Michael Whitcomb, four stepchildren, Brian Bodendine, Bruce Bodendine, Monica and Mitch Crook, and Barry and Judy Bodendine. Nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, her sister, Mary McCluskey, brother, Jerome, Joe McCluskey, and many other relatives and friends. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Lynn Haggerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died yesterday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at noon. Lynn Haggerty is survived by his son, Chad and Lori Haggerty of Mount Zion, two grandchildren, a great-grandson, brother, Dean and Charlene Haggerty of Wausau, sister, Carolyn and Richard Pruka of Cambridge, special friend, Yvonne Zubati, along with other relatives and friends. Lynn Haggerty, 77 of rural Boscobel. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until 11. Graveside military rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department and the Frank O'Brien Legion Post. Lionel Baxter is survived by his wife Joanne, two sons, Craig of Buffalo Grove, Illinois, and David of Oconomowoc, daughter-in-law Rhonda, eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law Betty Baxter of Avoca, Marion and Bob, and Kate and Fred. Also many nieces and nephews. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Savannah Beach and Aaron Tierney had a son, Memphis Matthew Duane.